Eves now considers his options. There's a chance here for Elliot Liss. Oh, he's only got and scored. Elliot Liss for Gillingham. Inside the last 10 minutes of the game.
Welcome to EPL 1300.
Brownhill did well. Brownhill twisting and turning and finding a way through. And Bristol City have the breakthrough.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
2.5 minutes away from a replay at worst. He comes across. Nicholas Edge is in! What an upset this could be! And it's Callum Lang! Oldham have turned the game when it's head to lead with minutes to go.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Lauro, Colly and Mickey.
That's the beauty of the FA Cup.
My favorite competition outside of the Sweet 16 in high school basketball here.
Well, that's fair.
It's the same thing, basically.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
Smallest school, smallest team, the FA Cup.
Yeah. Oldham beat Fulham 2-1. That was the last thing there. That was so.
Then you heard Gillingham beat Cardiff City 1-0.
Yeah.
And Bristol City beat, was it Leicester?
That's correct.
All right, hold on.
That was Huddersfield.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but Leicester went down as well. Leicester lost.
Hi, guys.
Hiya.
Hi. Welcome to EPL 1300.
Sorry, I'm just so excited about this.
Jump in?
Of course we do.
Colly, Mickey, Lauro.
It's FA Cup. There was like 74 games over the weekend.
I know, but we could say hello first. It's just, that's the way you do it. Welcome, everybody.
Hello. So how about Gillingham?
Unreal.
We are talking, of course, about the FA Cup. And for those of you that don't know what that is, that are listening, during the English Premier League season, we have other competitions that go on, such as the FA Cup.
The FA Cup is the oldest soccer competition in the world.
In the world.
That's all you got to say about that.
Well, yeah. and... The best thing about it is that...
It's an open cup.
It's an open cup. Every team, no matter the lowest leagues, can play in this competition.
That's correct.
And it's just... Is it just England?
Well, England and Wales, I think.
England and Wales, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because obviously you've got...
Well, Cardiff is in there.
Yeah, right. And Swansea are in there. And,
right.
Yeah, it's England and Wales.
Okay.
But they also have the Welsh FA Cup as well, which is specifically just for teams from Wales as well. And
yeah, but that's not a big deal.
No, not a big deal.
I mean,
deal
it is to people in Wales, but it's not even to them.
Nah. Okay. Well, it is. Let's be honest. But there's a lot of goals in the week as well. Spurs won 7-0 against Tranmere Rovers.
Well, and that was huge because Tranmere Rovers, we all know, are known for their defense.
And people were upset because they subbed Harry Kane into the game in like the 70th minute or 80th minute, and he ended up scoring a goal. But they were up 6-0 when they subbed him in. So, let's bring Kane off the bench.
Well, because he needs a run. He needs
keep
to
him
get
fresh,
some
a goal
exercise.
A goal a game.
And don't forget, I mean, he just in the Carabao Cup, another cup that's also being played.
Yeah, it's in its semifinal.
Harry scored a couple days ago against to beat Chelsea 1-0. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember, when they put that graphic up on NBCSN every Saturday morning with the leading goal scorers, it says, in all competitions.
Yeah.
It's very important to get these goals in these cups.
Yeah.
For Harry, I'm just saying.
Well, driving his price further and further up.
Correct.
Somebody comes a-calling.
Until it's so high that he's not leaving. Okay. What?
Well, if you take the last two cup games and look at Man City, it's actually staggering. They won 9-0 last night.
Correct.
Against,
Burton Town.
Who
made it to the semifinals of the Carabao Cup by beating Man United, I think, last.
I don't know who it was.
It was a huge upset.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the City scored 7 goals against Rotherham United on Sunday in the FA Cup, and then 9 goals last night. That's 16 goals in 2 games. So if you're looking for top scorers, I'd be looking at Man City.
All right.
16 goals in 2 games.
Now,
Jesus had 4 yesterday.
Jesus?
Yeah. Well, they're playing against a 7th grade team. I mean, let's, you know.
Yeah, there's no miracles
here. Their practices are harder than, okay. Now, here's a big question. I don't know if you know the answer. You grew up in a place where wagering is legal, correct?
Yes.
What was the over-under on that game yesterday?
I don't know. I think they're like...
How many goals?
I don't know. We don't.
Could you get a bet on that? You probably could.
I'd say you could get a bet. You can definitely get first score, how many score.
All the prop bets.
But the main one would have been like just the odds on it. So if you're looking at now odds for Burton to beat City, because it's a home and away, or what you guys say,
so
home and home.
So they have to win the game 10-0.
Yeah, so Guardiola was asked last night, he goes, so what about the next round? He goes, well, we're true, obviously. We've won the tie. Like, we've won. Right. They're not going to score 10 goals against us.
Now, let's explain that, too, because people, you know, don't know what we're talking about. When you have a competition like this, it's home and home.
Yeah, correct. And it's aggregate score.
Aggregate goals. So now City is up 9-0 for...
So they won
Burton Town,
the first half 9-0,
right?
And Burton have to win the second half 10-0, basically.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that's not going to happen.
Probably not.
This is the Carabao Cup.
No, it's definitely not going to happen.
The Carabao Cup.
The FA Cup right now is
in the
single game.
Yes. Correct.
Single game one. FA Cup is always one game. Always one game, unless it's a tie and then it goes to a replay.
Yeah, then they have a replay.
Right.
There's some good results in the FA Cup. United got their fifth win in a row under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. 2-0 at home against Reading. It was United look better and better all the time. Good win for them. West Ham beat Birmingham City 2-0. Swansea City beat Aston Villa 3-0. And there's Chelsea won 2-0 against Nottingham Forest. Everton scrape by against Lincoln City, who are a lowly team, 2-1. That was close.
Yeah.
It was what they call the squeaky chair time. And now people are on the edge of their seats.
Yeah.
Arsenal trashed Blackpool 3-0.
As they should.
As we said already, Huddersfield Town went down to Bristol City, which is a big shock.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace squeaked by Grimsby Town as well, 1-0. And Newcastle United were held to a draw by Blackburn Rovers, who are two divisions below them as well.
Yep.
And then, as we said, Spurs beat Tranmere 7-0. So it was a mixed bag, really, for the EPL teams. I think the EPL teams didn't... I think it was 50-50, basically. Leicester lost 2-1 to Newport.
Yeah, Derby,
Watford won 2-0.
Derby County drew Southampton. And Burnley beat Barnsley in my favorite match of the day.
Absolutely.
Burnley and Barnsley.
The alliteration match.
But a big win was Wolverhampton Wanderers beat Liverpool. That was an all-EPL tie. That was on Monday at around 3 o'clock. And Klopp didn't put out his top side, but I think he... kind of underestimated Wolves. Wolves can make a good cup run. They've solidified their place in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So they're not safe yet, but I don't see them going down. So they can really concentrate and try and make a good FA Cup run here, and they'll play their best team all through the FA Cup and try and get some silverware.
Well, as I've said before about those Wolves, I mean, you got to watch out for that franchise, because those guys are not messing around. This is not, hey, we're happy to be up in the EPL, and we're just going to try to...
They're a huge team. They've been in the Premier League like multiple occasions, and they're what you call a yo-yo team. They're up and down and up and down. And
what I'm saying with the new ownership group that
they have, you're right, yeah.
These guys, they're not fooling around.
No, they're investing big money.
Right, they are not content just to be in the EPL.
They want to be in the top eight, top five.
Right.
Yeah, and they got a good stadium, and they got a good fan base as well. And as you always say, they have one of the best crests going.
They do,
yes.
Their insignia.
And the best manager name. I'm just saying.
How do you pronounce it again?
Well, he's known, it's kind of like Cher or Sammy, for Sammy Davis Jr.
Cher and Sammy.
Yeah, it's just Nuno.
Nuno.
All you have to do is say Nuno, and... we know who you're talking about. I told you, I watched that documentary on the history of Wolverhampton Wanderers, and it was fantastic. So, you know, all you do is say Nuno. All right, so that's the FA Cup.
Yeah, well, and then the Carabao Cup, there was a all Premier League tie as well on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and that was Spurs against Chelsea.
Right.
That was a tough game.
1-0.
Yeah.
And Harry Kane scored the game winner after a VAR review, a video review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean?
He was fouled. He was upended by the keeper.
Right.
As on a run towards the goal, and they had to use VAR to determine whether he was offside before he started the run or not. And the officials determined that he was not, but then after the match, Chelsea showed the assembled media a view of it where he was offside. So there's
from
a lot of
different
from a different angle. A lot of controversy. Sarri is upset. Pochettino is not happy either. He doesn't want to win that way.
Right.
And both of them agree that the officials were not using it properly. They didn't understand how to use it.
Sounds like NFL officials.
Yeah,
it does, actually, kind of the replay officials.
Well, that's why the Premier League as a league haven't yet instated VAR into the league, because mm-hmm. they feel that there's too much. The game is the game, the way it's played, and people make mistakes. Okay, that's fine. But once you put the TV in there and have TV video review refs, you can't make a mistake then. Like, in theory, you shouldn't be allowed to make a mistake.
Right.
So when you look at this, Spurs won 1-0, and they're at home. They have to go to Chelsea and basically just hold them to a draw or else win again or
right.
hope Chelsea don't win. I can see, like, some kind of a couple of referee decisions that are going to, like, go Chelsea's favor on this
yeah.
one. 100%. And they'll try and even the score a little bit. In terms of the game, it was a torrid game yeah. in my eyes.
Here's what I think. It's just my opinion. I think they should use VAR only for whether the goal crossed the goal line or not.
Don't they use that in Premier League already, goal line technology?
I think they do.
I'm saying I think that's good. I think that's conclusive evidence from that view above if a ball has crossed the goal line or not.
Yeah.
Everything else, offsides, all that other stuff.
Well, I like it for the diving aspect, to try and stamp diving or what we call flopping over here.
Because we've seen...
Like, the diving, it absolutely ruins games. And yeah. I hate it. Like, and you're not only diving, you might get another person yellow card or sent off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's theatrics. You don't right. need that. Like, you know, right. that's...
We've actually seen this weekend, I was watching matches, they're yellow carding guys for diving a lot more than I ever remember.
That's brilliant.
Which is good.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's become less of an issue in the Premier League itself.
Right.
I haven't noticed it much. For Spurs, Dele was accused of diving all the time, and I haven't heard much about that this particular season.
So. Well, it's like Neymar would do it all the time.
Well, Neymar is famous.
You know, he gets kicked a lot as well, though. That's the thing. But it's like the boy who cried wolf a little bit. You know?
He gets it more than anybody in the world. And he doesn't have to. I mean, the thing is that even with Dele, when you're that good, you know, I could see some guy who's not really that good and trying. But, you know, there's no reason Neymar needs to do that. But I hope he does keep doing it, because the memes are hysterical that mm-hmm. they keep putting out.
Yeah. One of the things we haven't talked about, because when we aired last week, was the Liverpool-Man City game.
Yes,
which was
this
day last week.
Yeah,
well, it was a great game.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic.
It was top class football. Two teams that are like gung ho to get out there and win the title of the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a really, really, really tough league to win this year. And Liverpool are going to have to like win nearly every game. City are chasing them. Spurs are chasing them.
Yeah,
Chelsea are still in the hunt. I can see teams in the top six taking points from each other all through the rest of the season,
right.
which is gonna really make it interesting. There was one thing that was brought up in the media, was that Guardiola, because it was City played at home, Guardiola asked the groundsmen, this is kind of like Deflategate a little bit, to leave the grass grow a little bit longer to slow Liverpool down. Now, he totally denies it, because he reckons that he plays the game the way it should be played,
right.
and it's all for the sport and the ethos and all that. And you got to kind of commend him, because he is normally like that. Like
mm-hmm.
last night when City played Burton,
mm-hmm.
he went to every single Burton player on the field and shook their hand
yeah.
and had a couple of minutes chat with them.
Right.
Just because a lot of them are young guys, and a lot of them will never get the chance to play in the stadium like that again.
Mm-hmm.
But he just That's just cool. Shows the class of the man. Classy. He's very class,
right?
But still, there's all like little snippets coming out with the length of the grass, like, and if you see some of the memes on Twitter and like that's like people jumping through the jungle and go, put it in on my head, come on, cross it in there.
All right, now wait. So he denies it.
He denies
who's
it.
Who's leaking that? One of these groundskeepers.
I think it was just the Liverpool players said it's slow pitch or it's very very slow. Normally. Because the way his team play, they like to zip the ball on the ground and pass it. So right. They like a fast field.
Yeah.
So he tried to deny it. He goes, I don't talk to the groundskeepers. I don't have any time for that. I've got so much other stuff to do.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, he sent somebody else to do
this
it.
This is they do that in baseball when you're at a home park. If you got a guy, yeah. Billy Hamilton from the Reds, you water the area around first base so it's slower.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think that's part of home field advantage.
Yeah.
Same when you watch Spurs when they played at Wembley at the start, they couldn't play there because they weren't getting the results that they wanted because the field is so big.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger than White Hart Lane, so there was no home field advantage. Now when they play there, they have an advantage over nearly every other team that comes. Because they have the dimensions down to a T. They play there so right. much.
I know, but
so
I off. Still hate it.
Yeah,
I hate Wembley. I can't wait for White Hart Lane.
Against Chelsea the other night, against Chelsea the other night, they had the top deck of Wembley closed, and they only had kind of the lower bowl, still about 50,000 or 55,000 people.
It's not bad.
Yeah, right. It was good.
I should say, one of my favorite parts of the FA Cup is seeing the small stadiums and stadia.
Yeah.
And just, that's so fantastic. These big, huge clubs in the EPL, and they're playing in front of 8,000 people or 10,000 people. Yeah. It's just great.
And you have the local pie man selling pies and stuff like that.
That's awesome. We'll take a break. A lot more to talk about. It's Colly, Mickey, and Laura. What
quick
Colly?
Shout out to Todd DeGooner. Last week, I was listening, by the way. Mickey went for a draw, you went for a Liverpool win, and Todd called a City win, and he was right. So
you know
just have to give him props for that.
I would have been right if Pep didn't let them have the grass longer. I didn't know that was coming in. So I
get
think that should
it,
be
get
just...
I would have been right
just
if City hadn't scored that second goal.
Yeah, I would have been right if Liverpool scored more goals. Idiots. All right, we'll be back at CPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5. All right, welcome back. CPL 1300 here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5 FM. By the way, just to before we move on, just to wrap up, we were talking about Wolves beating Liverpool.
Yeah.
Jurgen Klopp, they had 9 changes out of the 11 positions on the pitch.
Versus the team that played against City.
Correct.
Okay.
Including 3 teenagers that played. Holy cow. 17-year-old midfielder Curtis Jones, 18-year-old Rafael Camacho, and 16-year-old Dutch defender Kijana Hoover. He's the 3rd youngest to ever play for Liverpool.
16 years of age.
16. A year older than Everett.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. My kid's age, yeah.
I mean, that's startling. That's pretty amazing.
Obviously pretty good. Klopp's giving them a taste of
what it's like.
But they lost.
Yeah, which
but 2-1 isn't
actually the goal that won the game for Wolves. Milner made a mistake, and that's how they scored. It wasn't one of the teenagers. So
old reliable guy.
Yeah. One of the talking about young guys, Brahim Diaz made a move last week from Manchester City. He's a Spanish youth international, and he moved.
Youth
international under-18s. And he moved from Manchester City to Real Madrid. And he played in the Copa del Rey last night, which is basically the Spanish version of the FA Cup. But it just shows the strength and depth that City have at the moment, that they can let a young guy go that Real Madrid feel is
good
enough player. And they take him on. It might be an investment on Real's part, like, right, let's get the kid in for 15 and sell him for 45 in a couple of years or whatever. And they do that. They do that a lot. In the same game, Sergio Ramos scored his 100th goal, which he's been playing for, I don't know, 15 years, so it doesn't sound that big, but he's a defender. So it is, it's huge.
Pretty amazing. 100 goals for a defender.
Yeah, 100 goals. It's fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
Did he injure anybody trying to get it?
All right, easy.
Maybe he did.
Easy.
I like Sergio Ramos. If he wants to injure someone, let him injure them.
He's a rough guy.
No, you need someone there to...
If you're a defender, yeah. You want people afraid to go near you.
Well, Mo Salah's definitely afraid to go near you.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But we all know about Mo Salah.
That was Mo Salah's own fault, I think. If he had it...
He ripped his own arm out.
Do you know why? Because when you're young, you're taught to cross over in front of the defender. And if you cross over in front of them, so the balls get in between the defender and the ball, they have to fail you to get the ball. But Salah didn't make the... But you're going to get hurt a little bit. But Salah didn't make that move to step across him properly and then get pushed in the back and fall over. He tried to wingle his way out of it. And if he had been a little bit braver and stood across it, he wouldn't have fallen on his arm the way he did. And that, honestly, that's the way I see that thing. I don't think Ramos went out to injure him intentionally. I think it was a tussle for the ball. But if Salah had stepped across it and been a little bit more brave...
It wouldn't have happened.
And got him his body between the ball and the defender, he would have got a free kick and he wouldn't have got injured.
You know what the best part of all that was? Colley showing us what Salah should have done. That was the best part.
It's the same in, say, ice hockey or something like that, when there's a drop puck or whatever way, or a jump ball in basketball. If you don't go in all for it, you're going to get injured.
Right.
That's just
good point.
Thank you.
Sean, you have something that's important to us Spurs fans.
Oh,
because I was talking about how much I hate them playing in Wembley until their stadium is ready.
Yeah.
Which has been, 18 years now they've been working on this stadium?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe two.
Yeah.
It was announced yesterday that they are not going to be able to move into the new White Hart Lane until March at the earliest. They were hoping to move in this month. Originally, they were hoping to move in at the start of the season.
Yeah.
It got pushed back because of safety issues. I think they are well on their way to having all those resolved, but they still have to hold two events there at kind of test runs before they can open it for business.
That makes sense, but let's you and I go for the first game there.
I'm sure it'd be a piece of cake to get tickets for that.
Oh, I could. Colleen knows people.
Yeah.
What? No, no.
He could get his Burnley tickets. He's not getting us.
He could get us Burnley. You can get tickets.
He wouldn't get it for the opening, but you could get tickets for the games after.
Oh, yeah.
The opening is huge.
Let's go over and see Oldham, Newport County, and Barnett.
That would be a great one.
Let's see three matches with those teams that are giant killers.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Oldham, Newport, and what was it, Bristol? Barnett.
Well, Barnett, here on BBC.com, their three picks for the giant killers are Oldham, Newport County, and Barnett.
I think they got two of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Barnett won their tie, but Newport County and Oldham both
Barnett,
did.
By the way.
Barnett?
Barnett.
Yeah.
Not Barnett.
Barnett. Barnett.
Well, no, you know what?
Barnett.
Because it's spelled Barnett. You're right. Barnett is a name, a name here in the United States, and it's Barnett. Of course, I should have known that.
Come on. How did you get on reading scripts?
I don't know. Well, sometimes I had to ask people how to pronounce a word. Sometimes.
More often than not, I'd say.
No, that's wrong, and that's not nice of you. All right.
In terms of EPL transfers.
This is the month. This is transfer month.
There's a lot of loan moves from some of the bigger clubs to the lower clubs, and there's five or six of them a day. There's too many to go through. And there's nothing really that stands out. There's a couple of... Steven Gerrard is the manager of Rangers at the moment in the Scottish League, who are probably one of the better teams in Scotland.
Right. Wait. Before you move on, explain to people exactly what this means, a loan. It's exactly what it sounds like, right? You're giving a player to a team for a certain period of time?
Yeah. So basically they'd say... 6 month contract or till the end of the season, so the end of May. And what happens is,
but you retain the rights to that.
It's basically like a lease.
Right.
The it can go multiple different ways. So what normally happens, just a standard one, would be that the player who's, say, playing for Manchester United, and he goes to Reading on loan.
Okay.
And what happens is Reading take over his wages and pay his wages, and Manchester United don't have to worry about him for 6 months. He maybe gets some more playing time, and then they'll reevaluate him back again in the summer. He'll come back, he could be a better player. They could say, right, we want to keep you on for another year, or we want to put you out on loan again, or else we're going to sell you. So it's basically a way of getting, like, try before you buy.
Right. And Reading may say, we really want to keep him, and here's what we'll pay for him now.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Exactly it, yeah.
All right, cool. Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
And a lot of times when people go on loan, they're cup-tied, so they can't play against the FA Cup or the League Cup.
Against the team that holds their rights.
Or else they can't play against the team that holds their rights
right.
as well.
Okay. Yeah, so. All right. So this is transfer month now.
Yeah.
Continue.
Well, there's just numerous lower league transfers and loans and stuff like that. Nothing really that stands out there that's really, really big. I suppose the biggest one was in the whole transfer window from EPL standpoint is Pulisic from Borussia to Chelsea. And, yeah.
And that won't take effect until the summer. Well, I mean, he won't play for Chelsea until over
the next season. Yeah, that's kind of like the loan thing. Kind of, right. You know, they bought the rights to him now, and if he gets injured between now and maybe they have a caveat in there. Or a
yeah,
clause,
we don't know what the exact contract is.
But that's a weird move for Pulisic. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I feel that Chelsea buy a lot of younger players where they try and buy up the market. This is what they used to do under Abramovich anyway.
Yeah.
Where they try and buy up the market to stop other teams getting.
It's not a great fit for him.
No, it's not. They have Willian. They have Hazard. They have a number of players who can do the job. It might be a good fit for him in a couple of years, but at the moment, it's not a great move for him. And he wasn't getting his game at Borussia, you know?
Yeah.
I would have liked to, I don't know, I think he would have done really well at like a Everton or someone like that, where he can be actually the star man and they build.
Right.
I'm talking about from a US standpoint, from a national team standpoint, I would have liked to see him go to Everton or West Ham. Someone under the top five, kind of under the top six. Someone that is like still huge clubs where he can be the main impact and they build the game around him and he gets more touches of the ball, more time on the field, more ability to grow as a player.
So I haven't read anything about it doesn't matter, but anything about USA Soccer and their feelings about him going to Chelsea.
I haven't seen anything really about it.
Maybe they're not that happy with him. It doesn't matter because in one way, going to Chelsea is going to be huge financially for soccer in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
So
in that aspect, they're happy he went to the Premier League.
Well, Chelsea will make their money back in jerseys, jersey sales alone.
Right.
If I was a Chelsea fan, a U.S. fan, like, I would just be concerned about him riding the point.
Right.
That's it, and not getting playing time.
Not developing the way he should.
Yeah. There's talk that Hazard's going to move on, so that would open that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because some of the big Spanish clubs are after him. But, you know, he may not. He's been with Chelsea for a good while now, so.
Mm-hmm. One of the other best transfers of the whole season so far. It's just the best transfer anyway, no matter what. Sunderland have gone to Max Power. So he left from Wigan and went to Sunderland, a player called Max Power.
That's a fantastic name.
It is a great name.
Speaking of Sunderland on Netflix, if you have Netflix, there's a show that they have produced called Sunderland Till I Die. It is about the season following the season they got relegated. So they were in, I believe they were in the championship, and then it follows all their fans and the team through that season.
They're always getting relegated, so which season?
Yeah, it's 2017, I believe, is when it was filmed. I'm two episodes in, and it's really, really good. So Sunderland Till I Die, if you have Netflix and are interested in watching the travails of a relegated football team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to watch that. Mm-hmm. As soon as I get through with Goliath, I'll be watching it.
Rangers are taking on a number of what was it called? Journeyman Premier League players as well. It sounds like they would be friends of Stephen Gerrard. Mm-hmm. So Jermaine Defoe's gone from Bournemouth to Rangers. Stephen Davies has gone from Southampton to Rangers.
Yeah. We'll get the old group together.
Get the band back together.
Get the band back together.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, there is one we talked about it off the air a little, and that's Aaron Ramsey.
Yeah, it hasn't gone through yet, but the talk of the town is that he's leaving from Arsenal. Again, a player who had so much potential, who never really is hurt with a lot of injuries, but it looks like he's going to go to Juve, which is a great move from him. He's a great soccer player, like passes the ball well, sees the game well. So the Italian Serie A would probably suit his game.
Yeah, it'll be somebody else to get the ball to Ronaldo.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Feed him and he will score.
And Unai Emery, of course, the manager at Arsenal, said that while he would like Aaron Ramsey with them, he loves having him on his side. He respects his decision. So it's not official, but it's a done deal.
It's pretty much a done deal, yeah. And Unai Emery also said that Arsenal can't spend any money in this transfer window. They can only rely on making loan moves.
Yeah.
So apparently he blew all his
budget. Poor Arsenal.
Blew all his budget over the summer signing the two big guys they did.
Poor Arsenal.
Leno and Torreira.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas Torreira.
Yeah.
I wonder how the Gooner feels about this.
I wouldn't say he's that bothered about it, to be honest. He can get too many players, and if he just builds on what he has, I think he'll do a good job. Real Madrid are interested in bringing back Jose Mourinho, we've heard. And this just...
Wait, who? Wow. Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Good. Let him stay over there.
But the thing about it is, though, and this
here,
is, like,
wait,
this
wait,
is how
on,
weird
wait.
The contracts
no.
are.
All right.
This is how weird the contracts are in that if he does go back to Real Madrid, Manchester United get $10 million. It's weird, isn't it? I don't know how that works.
Oh, you see, I mean,
but I know
still...
when people like get sacked or whatever in so many different sports. If I was a head coach, I'd just go around getting sacked.
Yeah, well, there are guys that have done that.
Yeah, I'm going to write this into my contract.
Notre Dame is still paying Charlie Weiss.
Yeah.
From, I don't know, what, 15 years ago?
$1.1 million a year.
So ridiculous. I mean, that's Bobby Bonilla.
Kentucky just recently paid off Billy Gillespie like 3 years ago.
Yeah. I mean.
7 years after.
Charlie Weiss is the king of that, by the way. It's great. It's a great way to make a living.
How much did Patino get for?
For getting sacked?
For getting fired from Louisville?
Nothing.
I don't think he got anything. I think that's why he's suing them.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Because he was fired with cause.
Yes. It's one thing. When
What is cause? It's cause like you're not doing well. You're
there's
losing.
A million different reasons.
It was a mismanagement.
Failure to whatever the phrase is.
It's not a sporting reason.
No. No, firing just because the record's bad, then you have to pay out their contract. But if there's
a cause.
Lack of institutional control.
Right. Very good. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. It's Colly, Mickey, and Laura. The band is back together, as Colly said, on EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We are the champions. We are the champions. All right. Just before we came back on the air, just play that again. Just for old time's sake. You know what I'm talking about. Just for old time's sake. Can you do it? Thank you.
I'm over it. He's
I
gone.
I missed Jose. Oh, come on.
No, he's gone. Like, Le Flem is gone.
What?
Le Flem?
Le Flem?
Le Flem? Le Flem? Whatever.
Le Flem. Lumiere.
Lumiere. I don't know. Whatever his name is. He's gone.
Good old man Wenger is gone.
Good
old Le Flem.
Okay. Le Flem.
Yeah, boy. He's been gone a long time.
He was from that region. I think he is. I'm pretty sure he's Flemish.
This is really...
That's the area that borders Belgium and France, by the way. Just you know, and he is actually
I knew that.
He's from northern France. So,
well, good for him. Good for you, and good for him.
Yeah.
Geography lesson for the week.
We have to find. We need new sound effects for some of these managers.
Nah.
Yeah, we do.
They're all the managers now are.
No, they're not. We got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and I heard Todd singing it the other day.
Yeah, they're all fun.
So you what should we do? You are my soul.
Soul scar, my only soul scar.
Come on.
You make me happy when skies are gray.
And when it's pouring, we just keep scoring.
Oh, I see. I didn't
keep
know that.
Keep on taking my soul scar away.
I didn't know that part of it. Yeah, he never got to the end. That's cool. I like that. All right, we'll have to find
that. Yeah, they're all good. There's nobody that you
to
just
pick
don't,
on. There's nobody
that's just obnoxious.
Yeah, I don't like that.
There's no obnoxious.
Bring back
Mourinho.
Big Sam.
Yes. He would get the winning bell every time.
Yeah, ding, ding,
would.
Ding, 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 ding. He would. All right. We're going to look ahead to this weekend's English Premier League matchups.
Full fixture list.
Full fixtures. Yay. There's no cups going on this weekend. No. There's no
10 games.
No World Cup qualifying or anything that
no.
we got? No.
No.
Okay. All right. So Saturday. These are all...
Saturday early kickoff, West Ham and Arsenal.
Okay.
That's on a, what's that, 7:30?
7:30. Yeah, that should be a pretty good match, I think.
Yeah.
And West Ham's been in fine form.
Yes, they have been.
And Arsenal, they're back to kind of being Arsenal.
I'm taking West Ham.
West Ham match. Actually were offered a, I can't remember the name of the Chinese club.
Yeah, they offered
50 million sterling for, is a...
Arnautovic, I think.
Arnautovic, I always get his name wrong. Yeah. Arnautovic, yeah. Who's 24 years of age. I'd say, for me, it's China is where players go to basically
die.
Yeah.
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 I started reading the article. It was like, you know, the Chinese. I'm like, I don't know. Who cares about playing in China?
China.
They pay the players a lot of money and you never hear from them again.
Right. Yeah. So good for the players and, you know.
50 million goes a long way when you're living in China.
China.
When you're living anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Brighton hosting Liverpool.
Potential banana skin here.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Brighton in the Amex under Chris Houghton. Good team.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool have been playing a lot of big games lately.
But they've rested.
That's why they did rest.
They rested everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, potential banana skin here.
Well, I always
feel... And I say that, and then they come out and they win 4-5-0, but, you know. Right.
I feel like it's always, I've said this, it's always hard to play at Brighton because everybody goes to the beach. It might be a little cool right now.
It's a little bit cold.
But, all right. Now, this is a big match. Burnley hosting Fulham. Remember at the beginning
of
the year...
six-pointers.
It is a six-pointer. Remember at the beginning of the year how we talked about Fulham?
I was excited. I was super excited about Fulham, more so than Wolves.
Strongest team that's made the move up. They're a disaster.
No, they were never the strongest team.
Didn't we feel like they had the best chance of staying up?
No.
Am I wrong about this?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure Mickey said that.
Did they not come up through the playoffs, which is normally the weakest team that comes up through the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yes, they won. They beat Aston Villa in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well,
they made what looked to be really good signings. They signed some really what we thought would be really good players. None of them have panned out.
They're a train wreck.
Yeah, they are, and they're going back down.
Oh.
Yeah. They're.
I feel badly.
What are they? 4 points off safety.
Yeah.
And Burnley are 2 points ahead of safety, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
2 points.
Well, this is as we know this. From now on, this is all about these five or six teams that could go up or down.
Yeah. From Crystal Palace, who are in 14th place, down to Crystal Palace. Then underneath them, you got Crystal Palace on 22 points, Newcastle United 18, Burnley 18, Cardiff City 18 points. Then you're in the drop zone, and Southampton have 16 points, Fulham have 14 points. And the Hoods are on 10. I think the Hoods are gone, man.
The Hoods are down already. I said this. They're already playing in the championship. Well, they have a match against Cardiff this week. But, I mean, they're down already.
Honestly, they were just happy to get a second season up. That was...
Yeah. And you know that, by the way, that they invested in the team as well. They didn't... Which is good management for the club. They didn't really invest in the team. They didn't go out and spend millions and millions and buy loads of players.
To try and stay up.
Because that'll bankrupt the team if they don't get, like, if they get relegated.
So
anyway.
All the money that they made this year, which is considerable, right?
Yeah.
Then if they do get relegated, they'll still have some money and be okay. And
I'd say the owners might be putting a little bit of it in their pockets, to be honest, which is what a good owner should be able to do.
That's why you own things, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
To make money off it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just...
Fans,
I don't.
Fans don't get happy about it,
but they
want them to see it reinvested in the team.
All right, Palace hosting Watford.
That's a London tie, and that'll be a ding-dong game, I'd say.
Yeah.
A ding-dong game?
A ding-dong. Yeah, ding-dong, back and forth.
We got ding-dongs and banana skins. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
I think Watford takes that one. I think Watford's the better club.
I'm saying draw, 2-2.
Okay.
Leicester, who hosting Southampton.
Yeah, both come off to ridiculous results in the FA Cup. Yeah. Leicester will win that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Chelsea hosting Newcastle. I'm going with Chelsea.
Yeah. Everyone's going with Chelsea.
Yeah, I think you got to go with Chelsea.
Okay. That's Saturday. Sunday.
Super Sunday.
Everton. Yeah, it won't be long before it's Super Sunday. Everton hosting AFC Bournemouth.
Well, that's actually what they call this. Soccer is called Super Sunday in the UK. So when it's on Sundays, it was called
Super Sunday.
Yeah.
Any Sunday.
Any Sunday that there is two games in a row on the...
Huh.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound so super to me, two games in a row.
Well, they're usually all on Saturday.
They should use... Yeah, but they should use a different word. Like Sunday.
So-so Sunday.
Dude.
So-so Sunday. Now, this is a super Sunday. There's a top... Not a top-of-the-table class, but there's a top-six class.
Yes, big there game. Is.
Everton, big game.
Everton and Bournemouth will be the curtain opener.
That's the curtain opener,
and
exactly.
They're tied at the table. They're mid-table, but they're deadlocked.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be a good match. And then the big one of the entire weekend.
Yeah, we find out how far...
What's that, 11:30? That's perfect. So that'll kick off at 11:30. And it'll end for the, I think it ends just before the first football game.
Yeah, I believe it'll end right after kickoff. Yeah. Right after kickoff of the first game.
Cool. Perfect.
Of course, Spurs hosting Man U.
At Wembley. No one's won more trophies at Wembley than Man United, so there.
Thanks for that.
Well, it's the truth.
I don't care. I don't want to hear it.
We'll see how far along Solskjaer has got them.
That's all in the past.
Not sure how they haven't faced anybody with the competition at the competition level that the Spurs are at yet.
No, they haven't.
Since he's taken over. So.
No, they haven't.
It'll be a big test for them, and I don't think they're going to pass it. Ah, Spurs.
Draw. 2-2. Yeah. Kane will get 2, Rashford will get 1, and Martial will get 1.
By the way.
The reason why Kane will get 2 is because United can't defend corners, and he'll score 2 from a corner.
Yep.
I'm going to put a bet on him. I need to put a bet on that.
Come back, Ollie.
I'm going to China.
Solskjaer has told Marcus Rashford he is their number one striker.
As he should be.
It's about time. That was one of the biggest failings of the previous management. They didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, they should have put him on the pitch and given him the ball.
What they're doing was they're playing Lukaku up front and playing people off it. Now they're playing kind of more three-pronged approach with some players in behind that can pass the ball a little bit better. And Pogba basically burst it into the box. And we didn't really talk about Pogba. My God, he's playing good.
Yeah. Well, he's playing like one of the best players
in the world. He's playing with joy again. Yeah. He's enjoying the game again.
Yeah. And then rounding it off on Monday, Man City host Wolverhampton Wanderers. And the Pack are coming for the juggler. 11 jugglers.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
11 jugglers.
They are. I'm going with the Wolves in a huge upset.
At City.
Outright. City have scored 16 goals in the last two games.
They're scored out, Colleen.
their leg is tired.
They're exhausted from all their legs. Scoring.
They're tired from running back to the center circle for the tip-offs.
That's right. There you go. And Wolves will pounce.
Yeah. Okay. Wolves will pounce. Yeah, very good. Right. I like what you did there. What score are you going there?
Wolves have taken points off of City.
I'm
going to
say it's going to be. This game is kind of like Alabama Clemson to me. Everybody's talking about City. Wolves are going to get up 1-0, 2-0. City scores to make it 2-1, and then out of nowhere.
It's 5-1.
5-4-1. I'm going to say 4-1 Wolves.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
I'm telling you, the Wolves are on a magic run.
Hat trick for Nevis?
Yes. No, I mean, he should be Ballon d'Or for Nevis.
If City aren't doing well, like, they'll take off someone and put someone else on, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they'll take off to a turnover. And they'll put on a...
they'll bring in their Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, that happened fast. All right. So that does it for this weekend. And now what coming up? What do we have? I mean, when is the next all the cup stuff?
Champions again? League.
Yeah. Oh, Champions League is next?
Champions League up. Comes back at the end of this month. Let me see what the
So another are. Break in the EPL.
No,
schedule.
They play that in they play it's back in February. February 12th it comes back at Manchester United have Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh boy. Who just got knocked out of their cup.
Their little league cup.
Yeah.
Spurs have Borussia Dortmund, Liverpool have Bayern Munich, and Schalke have Man City. There's that round of 16 is fantastic.
Yeah,
there's some great games and that. So that's to look forward to in the end of January or the end of start of February. Then in January we still have more FA Cup because we have the replays from the ties from last weekend.
How many of
third
those?
Round replay? We got four third round replays,
okay.
And then the last weekend of January. You have the fourth round proper where everybody comes back in again to play the next.
Okay.
And there's some good games in that as well.
Yeah, and then on the 23rd and 24th, you've got the second leg of the Carabao Cup semifinals.
I'm just
Man City goes to Burton Albion.
Oh, no.
On Wednesday the 23rd, and then on Thursday the 24th, Chelsea hosts Spurs.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the draw for the fourth round, which was made the other day. It's fantastic. Big games just that stick out straight away. Arsenal host Manchester United. Brighton host West Bromwich Albion. Crystal Palace host Spurs. Manchester City host Burnley. And they're all kind of Premier League ties. And then it could be Newcastle against Watford as well, depending on their replay.
Yeah. So, by the way, Spurs, we got to face Pulisic.
Nah, he won't be there yet for that.
No.
For Dortmund.
Dortmund,
he'll be
yeah.
playing for Dortmund, that's correct.
And he's going to be fired up now, knowing he's going to Chelsea this summer.
Well, he'll be on the bench.
He'll be cheering hard.
Yeah, he'll be cheering. He'll be keeping warm on the sidelines.
I don't know, maybe they'll think he's pretty good if he's going to Chelsea. Maybe they might try something different with him.
He should be playing.
Yeah, of course.
Dortmund are fantastic.
Yeah.
Close all
right. I'm out of here. That'll do it. I'm out of here.
Good stuff. Did you know that Dortmund are owned by the fans?
No, like the Packers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's really cool.
And
That's why they take in younger players and sell them on and stuff like that. It's for the team. And they do really, really well in that. They're very good.
What? And one last transfer note. Spurs have placed a price on Christian Eriksen in case Real Madrid wants to get him in the transfer window.
Yeah.
€250 million.
Nice.
He'd be the most expensive player ever. €250 million.
I mean, he's good, but
I think they'll stay off that a little bit. But
he's the same type of player as Luka Modric,
who
Spurs let go to Real previously as well.
Yeah, I know. All right,
best player in the world.
Thanks, Collie. You're the best player in the world.
Thank you.
Mickey and I are just here to just back you up, cheer on from the sidelines. All right, we'll be back next week. It's EPL 1300, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.